Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined by PDOT, Paul DeTino, who was steadfast. He said from the beginning.
He did.
Fellas.
Give him credit.
They're not taking a quarterback. And he was right.
Yep.
PDOT, how are you?
Indeed.
Doing well, fellas. How's everything?
Good.
Was there ever a moment where you think the Giants were considering Sam Darnold because of the fact that the Browns didn't take him number one overall?
Not for one millisecond.
Not for a millisecond. So they were set on Saquon Barkley for how long now? You think they knew for a while this was their guy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. Dave Gettleman, when he put that standard up there that the guy's got to be fitted for the Hall of Fame jacket, he made it very clear that he was looking for an elite player, somebody who is an absolute can't miss. And I think, you know, especially when I got to the combine, guys, I remember we talked that first day when I was at Indianapolis, at the stadium, and it was clear that the consensus, Barkley was your best can't miss guy. Quentin Nelson was a can't miss guy. And Chubb was maybe not a unanimous selection, but a very heavy majority of the people thought he was a can't-miss guy. And after that, you had to draw the line. There were simply no other can't-miss guys. And when you put that into the equation with the fact that they believe in Eli Manning for at least a year, maybe two, and maybe even beyond that, depending upon how it goes, and they also believe in Davis Webb, to me, it was an absolute no-brainer. I still have no idea why anybody would have written that they would have been interested in a quarterback. It was totally off base.
Well, you certainly proved to be right about that. I'll tell you one thing. The Giants, if this kid is the real deal, okay, and I know he's, you know, we'll see. I mean, I'm wiped out with anybody until they start playing.
Sure.
This team has a chance to have an unbelievably explosive offense. There's no doubt about it.
Well, he compares best to Marshall Faulk, if you're going to try to come up with a pro comparison.
Right.
And in fact, it was interesting that he talked about Faulk yesterday on his conference call when I asked him, what do you think the biggest thing is that you're going to have to try to do over the next few months so that when you walk onto the field week one, you're as prepared as can be? And he said, well, it was the mental thing. He wants to make sure that he absolutely dives into the playbook as soon as he can, get everything down, and he wants to model his work ethic and his game after what Marshall Faulk did. And he said he welcomed Dave Gettleman's setting the bar as high as he did because he's like, you want to be the best that you can be. And I think, to be honest with you guys, you know, you look at him and again, he may not be the best pure running back in this draft. There may actually be more guys who might, over the course of their careers, or maybe over the course of a couple of given seasons, gain a few more yards than him. That's possible. You know, Penny, Geis, Michelle, there are some really terrific running backs in this draft, and maybe that happens. But what they probably won't do is get the combined total yards from scrimmage that will pass this guy. I had so many people at the combine say to me, he might be in the top three pure receivers in this draft. And that's what makes him the great pick that he is, because he's an offensive weapon, you know?
And he blocks.
And he can block,
He can block.
He can block, he can catch, he's elusive, he plays in space. He's, again, if you want to use the NFL comparison of Marshall Faulk, look, there have been 13 running backs taken with the number two selection since the merger, and four of them have gone to the Hall of Fame, Marshall Faulk being the most recent. And so we'll see if Barkley turns out to be the next guy in line.
Did, and we know you like Davis Webb, Did the Giants' view of Davis Webb have any impact on their decision to stay away from the quarterbacks?
Well, no, I think in a small way, perhaps, when, again, you combine the fact that they did not believe any of these quarterbacks were elite, and then you combine the fact that they felt they had the chance to get an elite offensive weapon. And then if you want to throw in, okay, well, guess what? They've already got two quarterbacks on the roster they believe in. You know, you put all the pieces of the puzzle together and suddenly you have a complete picture. Was it the number one factor? No. No, I don't think it was the number one factor, but it had to be part of the factor.
Can you see them, because they do have two quarterbacks on the roster, and they said glowing things about Eli Manning, he still has something left. Will they take a quarterback maybe as soon as tonight? Can you see that happening?
I'd be shocked.
Still shocked.
I think they will sign a quarterback after the draft, whether it's an unrestricted free agent who's still sitting out there, you know, a veteran who would be brought in as the third arm over the summer, or if it's going to be an undrafted rookie free agent that they did take a shot in the dark on. I suspect it might be a veteran, but it's certainly not going to be anybody along the lines of Geno Smith, who still has designs on trying to be a starter in this league.
All right, what do you see with the second pick with their pick in the second round? What do you see them, you know, looking at?
You know what? I'm going to double down here, Joe. I may be pressing my luck, but I think that Will Hernandez out of UTEP, the left guard, and he is about as hog molly as you're going to get. The man just an absolute beast. I mean, he just devours forests as he drives across the landscape. A power blocking offensive lineman, if you've ever seen one. Massive man. He to me is in the mode of DJ Fluker. Okay, but he's healthy and he's young and he's got a mean, nasty streak and he's got that size and frame and power. To me, it's a no-brainer. So many people had said to me in the last 2 months, especially after his combine workout, he's going into the first round. Giants have no chance to get him at 34. He's going to be in the 20s in the first round. And what do you know? He's sitting there right now with only one pick between them and him. It's a no-brainer to me.
We're talking to Paul Dottino. Gettleman's a funny guy, I must say. When he was asked about trading back, and you know, he's mocking the offers that were out there. What have you heard, though? Were there any legitimate offers for the second overall pick in this draft?
Evan, I'm going to turn to Joe here and say you'll understand this when I say it. He needed to get a Godfather offer. That is one that you just simply can't refuse. And there's nothing that came even close to an offer that the Giants could not refuse. And you must also understand, Gettleman had also put in a bar after the first few picks. He was not going to be left coming out of this draft without one of those three elite guys, okay? He had already determined in his mind that was not going to happen. So depending upon how many quarterbacks you thought would go, well, you're going to be willing to go down to 4, 5, 6? I'm not even so sure they would have been willing to go to 6. Because, again, they didn't think these quarterbacks were elite. So, you know, you put that into the equation, then it turns out, you know, the Bills were eliminated because the Bills were way too far down the road. And he was going to shut off any offers that were that far down the road anyway. That was just not in the equation. Dave Gettleman was coming out of this draft with a guy who he thought had the potential to get a yellow jacket, period. No and ifs or buts.
Let's the Giants have all their picks the rest of the way? Is that where they are here, Paul?
No. They're done after 5. They have nothing in the 6th and nothing in the 7th.
So they got
they've got one in the 2nd,
right.
2 in the 3rd.
2 threes.
And then 1 in the 4th and 1 in the 5th.
What do you see after the second round pick? What do you see? More of like offensive linemen? I know obviously they're looking in that area. What else?
You could certainly look at potentially an outside linebacker. You could look at a cornerback. You'd have to say that there's also a possibility that down the road they could even be looking at a tall receiver. You know,
right,
Brandon
right.
Marshall's no longer here.
Right.
They could use some size at receiver. I would think those right now are the things you're looking at. I don't necessarily think that there are any quality 3-4 defensive ends, certainly no pass-rushing defensive ends as you get deeper into the draft. So without value, I don't think there's any point in them looking at that spot.
Do they make sense as a trade-back candidate? Because they've got the 2-3s, they got the early 2. I don't think they're trading back from 2, but they've got the 2-3s, a 4, and a 5, and then they're done like you mentioned. Are they a candidate, you think, of trading back to collect more assets?
No, I don't think so at all, because what happens is the draft starts thinning out, and the Giants pretty much know right now that at the positions they're looking at, whether it's going to be corner, outside linebacker, we just mentioned the offensive line, there are guys that you can get in the second, third, and fourth rounds. And so their needs meets the value on the board at where they're going to be picking. You don't get that too often, Evan, where the fit is good. So, no, I don't think they're going to move down. Look, if they move Flowers, they may wind up coming up with an extra pick.
Hey, can we talk about him? I know it's voluntary, Paul. I get that. How does this guy not show up to these workouts?
Well, I believe Dave Gettleman was on the morning show this morning and basically said, you know, it comes down to the root of his choice. You know, he's decided to take this attitude and approach as to what's going on. And so, you know, Dave Gettleman has said, I want guys who want to be here and who hate to lose.
But
it doesn't appear by Eric Flowers' actions that he fits that category, does it?
Well, here's my question. And you're around these guys a lot. I thought I remember last year hearing about how hard this guy was working. He was so committed to him. So what the heck happened in a year? Is he bitter he lost his job?
Couple things happened. He worked his butt off during last offseason. He certainly got better. If you remember the first couple weeks of the season, he looked very poor. Then he went through like a 6 or 7 week stretch where he didn't give up a sack and actually played pretty well. Then started to decline again. And as the team and the season spun into the never-never land and things went quickly downhill and they were out of it, his play once again deteriorated. Okay? And Bobby Hart was his best friend on the team. Bobby Hart's play never got better during the course of the season. Then you'll recall that Bobby Hart got himself cut at the end of the year. That did not sit well with Flowers, who again is his best friend. So now you got Flowers going into his last season of his contract. He knows he's got an option year that he must be understanding. Hey, why would the Giants pick up the option year on my deal? I didn't exactly perform great. And if I'm going to go into free agency, how am I going to make the most money? See, I'm taking the player's angle here. He's got to be the left tackle. And so they go and sign Nate Solder. Now he's got to go play right tackle. If I'm Flowers' camp as a player, you're probably thinking to yourself, this is going to cost me a lot of money. And so he gets disgusted. He gets aggravated by it. And this is what happens. And you know what? I understand. If you're Shermer and Gettleman, you want good attitudes to start this new regime. The last thing in the world you need is somebody moping around or being disgusted or agitated or feeling like he's been slighted. That's not going to do you any good. So I think that, you know, I think quite frankly, if you want to use the word selfish, I think Flowers is turned into a selfish player who is, you know, really sulking right now. Mm. And, you know, maybe he'll find greener pasture somewhere else.
Mm. P. Dot, we appreciate it.
Paul, always a pleasure, man.
You got it, fellas.
Paul Tino on the Giants.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.